When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's AEW Double or Nothing Predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is El Fakador Laurie Blake. That over there is Luke Owen. And we are all competing for the grandest prize in sports wrestling mediatainment.
Still mine at the moment.
Which is currently held by season one winner, Laurie Blake. It is the Wrestle League Trophy Emoji Trophy.
It is indeed. And currently, do you like to know who is in the lead?
But maybe work from the bottom and go up. So this, just to recap, it's all of the wrestling predictions on major events between WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Yes.
So we've had WrestleMania, we've had Money in the Bank.
That's it so far.
This is Double or Nothing.
This is Double or Nothing. We've got Super Showdown coming up. We've got Dominion coming up. We've got Slammiversary coming up. We've got Stomping Grounds coming up. A lot of shows happening between now and SummerSlam. So this could all change. But as it currently stands, at the bottom of our in-office table, obviously the loser of that has to do the video.
The brutal punishment.
Harsh punishment of making a music video set to a song.
The shame.
Patreon pledge hammers is yours truly, Luke Owen, with 13 points after two pay-per-views. And WrestleMania had 40 matches. And yeah. I still only got 13 points.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing very poorly. But I'd like to stress, I do very badly at the start of every time we do this. And I make a big late comeback. Hmm. So pulling for that big leg comeback. I'm waiting for Impact, basically.
Yeah.
So whenever Impact do a show, I get them all right. And that's what usually pulls me back into the race. So holding on for Slammiversary at the moment.
I think you've talked to them on the phone before, though. So I feel like you've got an inside line.
I'm on the phone to Don. Yeah, like, Don.
Hey, Don, what's happening,
help
man?
Us out, mate.
Throw your long-term booking out the window. I've got Wrestle League I need to win.
Well, I don't need him to throw the long-term out the window. Just tell me what that long-term booking is. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm after. Mm. Sammy, help us out, mate. Also, then you look up the league. With 16 points, joint 16 points, it's Laurie and Chopper Pete Quinnell. And then top of the leaderboard is Oliver Davis with 20 points. So
really?
He is 4 points ahead of Laurie and Pete, and he is 7 points ahead of me.
But he's top of the overall leaderboard, including
Patriots. Several other Patriots.
Well.
Yeah.
That's important to remember. I'm not just beating you, I'm beating everyone. Which is because any of you can take part in this. If you pledge $5 or more a month on Patreon and become a WrestleTalk pledge hammer, you can predict in the Wrestle League too. You'll get sent a Google Doc form and we can compile all the results, and the league table is up on WrestleTalk.com.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm beating you too.
I am
also...
Yeah,
but only because that cavalcade of cack happened.
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, yeah. Nonsense.
You should have the foresight to see that's how WWE books.
I keep being an optimist about predictions.
Yeah, that's where I keep falling down.
I keep going
as well.
Like, logic would dictate that in a story you would do this.
For the sake
No. No act structure.
For the sake of completion as well, Randy Datsun is on 19 points, but we have got evidence that he's been changing his predictions midway through shows as well. So I don't think we should be counting his points
anymore.
And
Housemate Simon forgot to put his
money
in
so
the bank.
I am beating Housemate Simon, but you know, by default at the moment.
He skipped a pay-per-view.
Technically, he skipped two pay-per-views.
Well, we will have logic and wins and losses meaning stuff, presumably, with All Elite Wrestling that starts on Saturday. That is their big mission statement. So Take us through the card, Luke.
Before we get onto that, can I give you some facts about Double or Nothing?
Sure.
Because I was just reading The Observer before we came in here. I thought this was very interesting. So this is AEW's first ever show. And it's sold out. And Meltzer writes in The Observer that this is the biggest show, a debut show, since 1961.
Wow.
Which was Roy Shire's Big Time Wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
1961 at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, which had 16,000 fans, but that did have six weeks of TV to build it up, whereas Double or Nothing has had no TV to build it up.
The Cow Palace is always brought up as a historic wrestling venue. What did they used to do there before wrestling?
They used to palace cows.
Worship cows.
Yeah,
there was
much,
a cow queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Roman orgy, but with cows.
Right, let's not milk it.
Can I also give you this fun fact about this t-shirt company that are putting on a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. More than 22,000 codes were asked for Double or Nothing. When tickets were put on sale, the 12,000 seats put out went to the first blah, 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 blah. Had the building been big enough, they would have been able to sell 43,500 tickets that day.
Wow.
That's Royal Rumble levels. Yeah. That's way beyond a B-level pay-per-view of WWE.
But they're just a t-shirt company.
Blimey.
Sell a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, oh, they're going to sell a lot of t-shirts.
Rich off the t-shirts.
That was my favorite. When they did All In.
You respect that trophy.
I do respect it.
When they did All In, I remember Meltzer saying on Wrestling Observer Radio, it was like, even if they only sell like half their tickets, they're going to do so much money on merchandise that it'll be worthwhile doing anyway.
Well, the clever thing they've done is make all the elite ones a set. Mm. Like, they very much are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, own them all. Very smart.
Like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Me and Luke will be doing a live watch along of Double or Nothing, by the way, this Saturday. If you want to watch along in the UK, of course you can do it here with us, but the actual show will be on ITV Box Office. Head over to www.itvboxoffice.com for more information there.
Absolutely. But shall we do some predictions?
Yes!
Ooh. Kicking things off with the buy-in pre-show, which will be on ITV4 here in the UK, not be on YouTube and other places like that. It's the Casino Battle Royale, which has been given some big stipulations now through, I think, the AEW's first misstep in this entire company's run, doing something with Jack Whitehall.
Don't you like Jack Whitehall? That's mean.
Jack Whitehall becomes posher and more camp the longer
I think it's a smart move.
He's now just going blah, 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 when he turns up.
Places. I find him to be an annoying character, and he is a character.
He unveiled that the Battle Royal, the winner of this Battle Royal,
Casino
and
Battle Royale,
the winner of Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho, those two will fight at a yet-to-be-determined time in the future for the inaugural World Championship.
It's speculated to be the Chicago show.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Go to the Sears Center.
All in two.
Exactly. So, we are at the Casino Battle Royale, where the winner will become one of the number one contenders. Confirmed thus far of the 21 names, we have Sonny Kiss, Brandon Cutler, Ace Romero, Glacier, Brian Pillman Jr., Sonny Days, MJF, Joey Janela, Dustin Thomas, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Havoc, Michael Nakazawa, Jungle Boy, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Quinn, Luchasaurus, Sean Spears, and four unannounced names. Now, we can't pick any of those four unannounced names. We have to pick one of the names that are in. CM Punk's got an MMA gig that same night.
So?
That's just what they would say.
Yeah. He's doing commentary, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got to pick from those 17 names that have been given to us in the interest of fairness.
Okay, yeah, because we can't just say TBA. of all those, I'd say MJF.
You're going with MJF.
But it's got to be one of these four TBA slots that are going to win it. This isn't going to be my prediction because the rules of this prediction league. I'm saying Okada.
You're saying Kazuchika Okada?
I'm saying Kazuchika Okada.
Wow.
And then you have Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada for the world title and a New Japan working relationship.
Does that then mean for Ring of Honor? Interesting stuff.
I just think that's the smart thing for New Japan to do. Mm-hmm. They've got a show to shift tickets for. New Japan AEW have just got to work together. It's lunacy that hasn't happened.
Laurie Blake, what say you?
I'm also in the camp that's either MJF or Joey Janela, if it's going to be any of the ones in that list. So I will go MJF.
So
I think it's going to be a TBA.
Yeah,
realistically.
Also, fun fact about Laurie Blake.
Who would you say TBA would be, though? Just for fun.
I don't know.
John Moxley, CM Punk, like, Okada.
Yeah, one of those three.
I'm saying Moxley would be one of the
probably Moxley.
Yeah. Moxley's my TBA guess. But fun fact about Laurie Blake's predictions is that he doesn't really want to win again. He just doesn't want to lose. So his tactic,
I'm happy to just coast.
His tactic is to just guess what other people are guessing. That way, play the odds, you never lose.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Double or nothing. Playing the casino game.
You just got to remember who you're following.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you might choose the worst of both of ours combined.
I'm going to go...
I'm just trying to beat Luke. That's
what I was going to say.
If I stay on par with Luke from now on...
Yeah, at this point, that's all you've got to do.
I don't win, but I win my game.
Yes. I'm going to go left field, though. I think MJF is such a good choice. I think it's a really solid choice. But I'm going to go with Brian Pillman Jr.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick a name out of a hat. I think that this is a company, they are very high on MJF, I know that much. But this is also a company which are all about pushing these new talents that they have signed to this company. And I think that might be one of those guys that they're going to look towards.
I think whatever, so that the structure of this match is five people in the ring, then another five people come down after a few minutes, another five, and then one person.
The wild card.
They're the lucky number 21 wild card, yeah. So I think we can all agree that person is the winner.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And they are not going to be in that list.
And it's CM Punk.
That winner is Brian Pillman. But really,
CM Punk's sweating because he's run from an MMA gig.
But realistically, I'm pulling for Jimmy Havoc.
Also
on the pre-show, we have got Kip Sabian versus Sammy Guevara. Laurie Blake, what say you?
Kip.
Going with Kip Sabian.
I'm going for Kip too.
Oh, it's a flip of a coin on this one.
You're going with Kip?
I think Kip's great as well. He's
just
got such a natural heel.
I really like Kip.
Yeah.
I'm going with Sammy. Oh, it's on. Oh, it's a UK thing though, isn't it? So I was wondering.
He's a WOS guy.
But I'm also thinking because it's going to be, they're really trying to push the UK as a big market for them, whether they want to put over a British guy in the show that's going to be on ITV4 as well. Mm-hmm. So actually, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go with Kip.
I don't think that's allowed. I don't think that's in the rules, Jackson.
I'm going for John Moxley.
Onto the main card. Aja Kong and Yuki Sakazaki and Imi Sakura versus Hikaru Shida and Ryo Abe and Ryo Mizunumi.
Two different Rios there.
The first three.
You're going with he's going with
their
the first
three. Their names are Rio.
Going with Team Aja. I'm going to go
Japan.
With Team Hikaru.
This is Kenny Omega's special exhibition match of Japanese women's wrestling.
I'm going for the first three.
Going with Aja. So you're going with all of Ollie Davis's predictions.
This is just what I've decided to go for now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah,
That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Up next, we got the Best Friends versus Angelico and Jack Evans. So, Best Friends was supposed to be in the Casino Battle Royale, but they petitioned to get a bigger match. Unfortunately, now they're missing out on a possible opportunity at the world title, but they're going up against Angelico and Jack Evans, which should be... They're going to be very big flip-de-doos, whereas we're going to get some very much ground and pound from Chucky T and Trent Barretta. I don't know who... I think I'll go first on this one, and I'm going to say it is... Angelico and Jack Evans. Laurie Blake, what say you?
Best Friends.
Best Friends. Oliver Davis?
I'm going to say Best Friends too.
Best Friends.
Oh, in Laurie picks, are we?
I think this will be a heel act to go against the new babyface tag team champions, the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadows my pick later on.
Okay. Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae in triple threat action. Oliver Davis.
Britt Baker. She was at the press, not the press events, but the sort of announcement of TNT taking on AEW television. She was front and center to meet all the advertisers. She's a real life dentist.
She's got to practice.
And she wrestles.
You have to practice if you're a dentist.
I think.
But she has a practice as well.
Yeah,
she doesn't just like train on people. Yeah. Laurie Blake.
I think that's a great story.
I'm on the Britt Baker.
I'm also on Britt Baker bandwagon. Up next, SoCal Uncensored versus the Strong Heart of Seema, T-Hawk, and El Linderman. Laurie Blake.
So Strong Hearts are from the Chinese wrestling.
Yes, OWE.
I think them.
Yeah, go with Strong Hearts.
I feel like it's a smart decision to strengthen that bond.
I'm also going with the Strong Hearts as well.
As am I, yeah.
Strong Hearts.
I think Seema's got a lot of future ahead of him.
Yes.
All that future.
And are you coming to Wrestle Talk?
Inspiring words from Oliver Davis.
Kind of in-depth analysis of a wrestling card.
John Moxley's going to win it, really, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we get into our triple threat main event, you could say, of kicking off with the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers for the AAA World Tag Team Championships. Oliver Davis, you seem to foreshadow this earlier. What say you?
Young Bucks.
You're going with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, so the Lucha Bros... Oh, no, the Young Bucks are the champions at the moment.
Yes.
Going with the Young Bucks. There's a reason behind that.
Laurie Blake?
I'm going with the Lucha Bros. I think that frees the Bucks up
LBLB
to go for the old doodads.
I'm also going with the Lucha Brothers on this one.
I think it frees up the Young Bucks to go for the tag titles when they come around.
Oh yeah, I forgot that it's not the...
It's not their tag titles.
It's AAA, which they're going to want probably back.
I'm sticking to take it back to Mexico.
Yeah.
And up next, we have got Cody versus his brother Dustin Rhodes, a match that these two have been wanting to have now for a long, long time. It was meant to happen at WrestleMania many years ago, but Vince didn't think it could draw money, and therefore it's never been on a big show. They had one match, I think it was like the show before WrestleMania, and it was when it was Stardust, and I think it went like 6 minutes, and it was absolute tosh. So they are going to be looking to pull out all the stops for this. Cody has said that he's not looking to beat his brother. He's looking to kill the Attitude Era. An absolutely fabulous promo by Cody. It was absolutely incredible stuff. And I'm going to predict first, and I'm going to say it is Cody. I'm going with Cody. Oliver Davis?
I'm also going with Cody. Can I defend my Young Bucks decision as well? I think the Young that there's a working relationship with AAA there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go back to AAA. That AEW doesn't have weekly TV for a bunch of months, and then they can drop the AAA tag belts at another show, and it lets them all appear on both or all the TV. But yeah, Cody for that one.
And your reasoning is very solid. Yeah, much better than saying he's got all the future.
But I do. Let's not lose sight of how much future everyone has here.
Yeah, they've got loads of future.
So much future.
An endless amount of future. Stretching out.
No, there's a finite amount of future.
Oh, so it's not immeasurable amounts of future then?
No.
No, that would be obscene.
Give me Cody, please.
You're going with Cody as well. And then we have got Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega, which will be the main event of the show, with the winner being the second half of this number one contendership, the AEW World Championship.
I don't know what everyone else's choices are. I feel like mine would be the rogue choice.
Okay, what are you saying?
Well, you go first.
Oh, I'm saying Omega. Laurie Blake?
Omega.
Davis?
Chris Jericho.
Going with Jericho. I think it's Omega. I think that... I'm not saying that AEW are going to be in this sort of 50-50 booking mentality, but I think Jericho did win the first match. You then have Kenny win the second, so you can build towards a rubber match down the line in AEW. Once Kenny is champion...
I think Kenny's going to be the number one,
Yeah, so I think Kenny's going to be your first champion in the company. I think you can then build towards the third match, the third Alpha versus Omega match for the title.
But this does away with your Okada idea.
I'm hedging bets. I don't I think that's this is my tactic for Money in the Bank.
And it did work.
If I have a really great idea that I like, I'll bet against it at the same time.
Mm. Which does bring us to our bonus question.
Let me say why Jericho.
Oh, why Jericho?
Because Kenny Omega is better as a... I want to see that chase for the top title be the first season story, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Omega should have the title right away. I think Jericho cheats here, and then when he is the champion, he can have... Omega can chase.
And also, with having Jericho as your champion, your first champion, is a good way to get some potential mainstream eyes onto the product as well, given that he is quite a recognizable name to lapsed fans, who are the fans that Cody said in his series of interviews with Jack Whitehall that they're going after. They're going after these lapsed fans, these fans who've not been watching for the last 20 years that all turned off when WCW died.
Mm.
So having Jericho as that champion is a pretty good way. Funny enough, actually, I was talking to my my sister-in-law's boyfriend about AEW over the weekend, and he was like, oh wow, it's really cool, this new promotion, they got
Mickey.
It's like, have we got anyone I would know? And it's like Chris Jericho. It was the first name I said, because he was like, oh, I loved Chris Jericho, I was a big fan of his when I used to watch back in the day. So there could be a lot of a lot of salt to your pepper over there, of your idea.
It's my hair.
But lastly, our bonus question, which I think we've all answered anyway, is will Jon Moxley appear on the show in any capacity? So that means could be a Titantron promo, could be in the Battle Royale, could be a run-in. Is he going to be on the show in some capacity? Essentially debut for AEW.
Yes.
Oui, monsieur.
C.
Ooh.
I had to think of another one, then I couldn't think of one.
Duh. There he is. He can just lie there.
Yes. Yes. And yes. One. Right. That is all of our...
It's not a 24/7 belt.
Kenny's champ.
That is all of our predictions laid out. It is still all to play for. It is early days in season two, but there are so many shows coming up that it is definitely the right time to get involved with it over on the old Patreon. Because even at the very least, you'll likely overtake me.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so head over to Patreon.
It's a race to beat Luke now.
Head over to Patreon to get involved in this and compete against us in the predictions. And, of course, join us this Saturday where Luke and I will be watching Double or Nothing live on ITV Box Office.
Excited.
Yeah, very excited. You can watch along there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.